there were efforts similar to ours earlier in the century, in like the middle of the century, and anthropology more generally had goals very similar to ours until that point. And not only were their conclusions often kind of just like weird and by a lot of people's standards, I also think a lot of the mentality that came while doing those kinds of studies was at least perceived to be reductionist and kind of rejected local context and the importance of local context. I think it was associated with like armchair methods. I think it was a time of kind of colonialist categorizing of cultures. And so I think that the fields, ethnomusicology, but also anthropology, kind of more generally, had a backlash to a lot of those methods and those questions and those ways of thinking about it, and rejected, coding of lots of societies and these kind of explorations and investigations of universals, which I think were associated with like racist attitudes. And with that came an appreciation and a huge recognition of things like the individual experience of music and the importance of a local cultural context for like sculpting a music, sculpting culture, for informing how a person experiences and thinks about their music. And so I think that like that left this open this hole that we as kind of in some way disciplinary outsiders are coming to fail. And so I think there's a backlash towards the method, towards some of the attitudes that they think we have, and towards our underappreciation ostensibly of local context, and like the local experience, which I think comes across in some of the comments that you see, for example, in the New Yorker or in the New York Times by ethnomusicologists about our project. And also just explicitly things that they've said, like privately in emails to us or on, for example, the ethnomusicology listserv.